Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Iniiwasan ng mga kababaihan mula sa iba't ibang kultura at wika ang mga kinakailangang pagpapatingin sa kalusugan dahil sa takot at pamahiin o stigma sa kanilang kultura. Ano ang kailangang gawin para mabago ito? Babala, ang podcast na ito ay may sensitibong nilalaman.
I'll never forget that phone call because she said to me, I was in the shower and I have had, she didn't even want to say the word breast, you know, she goes, I've had the scab on my chest and today in the shower I was leaning over and it started to bleed.
Ang ina ni Naya Kumar na si Renu ay na-diagnose na may stage 3 breast cancer noong 2014. Ayon kay Naya, hindi pinansin ng kanyang ina ang mga sintomas at huli na nang siya'y kumilos. Matapos ang gamutan, pumanaw si Renu noong 2015, makalipas lamang ang isang taon.
I think she just didn't have a sensitive place where that really important part of her physical health could be understood and acknowledged.
Si Renu ay lumipat mula India patungong New Zealand noong 1991 at hindi nagsasalita ng Ingles.
I remember living in an area which was quite heavily Caucasian dominated, and our doctor was also Caucasian, and very rarely would she go. And I'm getting a little choked up because had there been a way for us to access health, I really do pray that that improves.
Ngayon sa edad na 38, naaalala ni Naya na hindi kailanman nabanggit ng kanyang ina ang mga sintomas na nararamdaman nito.
She never said she had anything happen physically. She never said she had the scab there. She never talked about finding a lump. And in fact, if I were to be honest, I don't think she was ever taught to scan and feel her breasts for lumps, especially in South Asian communities. We never talk about our bodies, especially private parts of our bodies.
Ayon kay Naya, maraming kababaihang may iba't ibang pinagmulan sa Australia ang humaharap sa stigma at kakulangan sa kaalaman pagdating sa mga isyung pangkalusugan.
Many men and women from South Asian community were not participating in regular cancer screening and due to so many reasons.
Si Shanta Vishwanathan, ang presidente ng Pink Sari Incorporated, isang organisasyong pinapatakbo ng mga volunteer na tumutulong sa mga South Asian na apektado ng cancer. Ayon sa kanya, para sa marami, ang kalusugan ang huling inuuna.
Some of the barriers are language barriers. So also for new arrivals who come, for whom the settlement process takes priority over health. Plus, they're not heard of any such screening programs in their home country. They live far away, they've got long commutes to work, they've got mortgage pressures, they're time poor. So preventative healthcare is not a priority for them. The other thing is the cultural attitudes and beliefs. Then of course there is fear of pain, of medical procedures, of being judged, of the implications if it's a positive result, and modesty of course, and generally a lack of awareness about the free national screening programs. Because quite often they're not watching the free-to-air TV programs, so they don't come across any of the advertisements.
Mula sa India, sinabi ni Nishi Puri na doon lamang siya nakarinig tungkol sa cervical screening nang dumating sa Australia noong unang bahagi ng dekada 90.
So when I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, I had never ever heard of cervical cancer screening from anybody, neither my mom or my grandmother. And I don't think my grandmother ever got a cervical cancer check done, neither did my mom while she was in India. And so they never passed it on to me. It was never taught in schools and colleges at that time.
Anya, nagulat siya nang malaman ng proseso at inakalang masyado itong mapanghimasok. Dahil dito, ilang taon niyang ipinagpaliban ang pagpapasuri kahit na hinihikayat siya ng kanyang doktor na gawin ito.
One day, one of the workers at my work said to me that it's very important and you could be saving your life by doing the screening rather than putting it off. So then I made up my mind.
Sumali pa si Nishi sa kampanya ng pamahalaan na Own It upang palaganapin ang kaalaman tungkol sa self-collect option para sa cervical screening test.
This is not only about talking, but it's about saving lives. This cancer is preventable as long as we get our screenings done regularly. And with the new self-swab, it's every 5 years and it's very, very doable. So I encourage all the women to go for it because health comes first.
It's not just about me telling people, go get screened. It's about normalizing the conversation, creating space for like that trust, offering real choices, whether that's seeing a female GP or accessing interpreter services or doing that self-collection. It's not just another medical test. It's a chance to prevent cancer and everyone deserves that chance no matter where they come from.
Si Dr. Mariam Chalan ay isang general practitioner sa Western Sydney. Anya, maraming kababaihang mula sa iba't ibang kultura at wika ang may takot at nahihiya pagdating sa usaping pangkalusugan.
It's not something you discuss openly, especially if you're seeing a doctor from another background or a male doctor, for instance. There's a few layers to that stigma that I'd say as well. Like it's fear of the unknown, not knowing that what a test involves, or worrying that it might be, you know, painful or embarrassing. You know, I've got to show the doctor my breasts or my vagina. And for other people that I see, it's cultural or it's generational. You know, they might come from, you know, a place where you only go to the doctor when something's really wrong.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Chalan, ang maling impormasyon ay isa rin sa mga dahilan kung bakit iniiwasan ng ilang kababaihan ang mga pagsusuring makatutulong sana sa pag-iwas sa sakit.
For cervical cancer screening in particular, lots of females from diverse backgrounds that I see have this assumption that they've only had one sexual partner or they've had children or they've reached menopause so that they don't really need to be involved in part of this preventative screening. And some may have had previous negative experiences with other doctors who aren't so culturally sensitive. They may have felt dismissed, misunderstood, or disrespected or not really understood because of their background or that language barrier. And that experience I kind of see a lot with my patients who have had bad experiences. It stays with them and it creates this like ongoing fear and the avoidance of kind of seeking help from health practitioners.
Bagaman mas nakikita niya ang takot na ito sa mga babae, may ilang lalaki rin umano na nakararanas nito. Dagdag pa niya, mahalaga ang pagiging bukas sa mga usaping ito sa komunidad.
We need education for these communities and that's engaging with them in material that's appropriate.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.